This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Good day. How do you do? Doug Steffen here to present another good day with the help of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of October. I don't know what that means to you, but it means a whole lot to me. I'll explain later, but now it's time for Jennifer to explain what is trending, what's hot, what's big, what's new, what's up.
Well, another bit of news on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. It seems that rumor has it that the FBI investigation could be over as early as today. That's what the Wall Street Journal is reporting anyway. And that means that Mitch McConnell would be on schedule to push forward on a vote in the Senate for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. His confirmation would be decided by maybe Friday. And that means that there are a lot of attention being given to some senators who will make the decision here. I think it's safe to say that most Republicans will vote yes, most Democrats will vote no, regardless of what is in that FBI report. I think the people that are going to be staring at the FBI report are Susan Collins from Maine, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. You'll have Heidi Heitkamp in there on the Democratic side, Joe Manchin as well, and Jeff Flake, of course, who insisted upon more information and asked for that FBI investigation last Friday. Those five senators will determine whether or not it's make or break for Brett Kavanaugh. And according to reports, the FBI information will be released only to the Senate. The full Senate will be able to have access to that. I'm sure much of it will be
somebody
leaked out.
Leak it.
Oh, absolutely. But it seems that we are on the way again to either to just at least knowing what the fate of Brett Kavanaugh is going to be as far as the Supreme Court's concerned.
So what do you make of the fact that 500 law professors have, from 100 different law schools around the nation, have signed on to a letter that sort of shoots holes in Kavanaugh. He has, quote-unquote, lack of judicial temperament. What does that mean? What is lack of judicial
temperament? It's not something that you'd want from a judge.
See, and I disagree. His temper, he was fine. He was fine during his
process. He was pretty aggressive.
I thought he did really well during the hearing process. When he got aggressive is when he was being accused of things like gang rape. And anybody who didn't get aggressive, I'd have a real problem with. I would act that way if someone accused me of something I didn't do. I want someone to act aggressively when
they
are.
The way he went after Amy Klobuchar, that wasn't even about gang rape. That was, she asked him, and she very calmly asked him a question about his drinking, and then he acted like an alcoholic. He's like, oh, well, I don't have a drinking problem. Do you? Do you drink beer?
And he came back and came back and apologized for that, but I think we can understand.
Well,
if we're falsely accused of something and someone's asking us about our drinking or about what a word that we use for flatulence means, I understand where you would get frustrated. People are human beings. I would be frustrated. I'd be going crazy if someone accused me of the things that he's been thrown at. Now, that I still want to see what these in the FBI report. That's what I'm curious about,
because
I actually think I'm one of the people who I feel like actually just wants to know the truth, because I don't care if the guy drank beer in high school. His temperament is not a problem for me. But if he's a sexual predator, I think we need to know that. And it seems that everybody, not everybody here, but the majority of talking heads just forgets about that, because they're trying to weaponize all this information and throw as much as they can at him or defend as much as they can from him.
But don't you think the average American wants to know if he did it or not, if he's guilty or not, regardless of drinking? I think everybody wants to know, especially women. They want to know, like, did this guy do this?
Yeah, and I would hope.
I think some women want to know. I think some women don't want to know. I think some people are very aggressively.
You think there are women who are looking the other way on this?
Yeah, I know. I think there are women who don't care for whatever the reason. I think there are men who don't care. I think that at this point, this has become savage.
I mean, the letter looks, that you're talking about, Doug, Kavanaugh's got one in his side. He has women that he actually went to school with. These are people who are in law who don't even
know him. Where's the PR for that? I haven't seen that letter.
Well, it happened when he was sitting before the committee.
That wasn't aimed at you, Jennifer. I just said, so I'm looking at things. So I have 14 different sources that I look at through the course of every day to sort of give me a twist and turn as to what is going on or what some people are saying or doing. And I think a general statement like women want to know. I think some women who are really involved in this, my daughter is an example of it. And my daughter is crazy about this stuff. She's, I don't know, crazy isn't the right word, but she's so enmeshed in it, engrossed in it. And because she's a college professor on a pretty liberal college campus, the idea that this sort of thing would even come up has disturbed many of the students, many of the professionals who are on staff there. Is it that way at every college? No. Is it that way in every business, in every social setting, in every bar? Is everybody talking about this? No. A lot of people are talking about football, baseball. They're talking about their families. But is there interest in this that's above and beyond what we, quote unquote, would normally have? Yeah. And so is he doomed? I think he is. I don't even think he should be there for confirmation. Whether he did it or not, it's a shame if he didn't do it. Excuse me, it's too bad. It really is. But
you can't just say it's too bad if he didn't do it. If he didn't do it, somebody ruined his life for political gain. And we've got to get out of times where we're just going to throw allegations at people
that may
that
be,
we don't,
Jennifer,
like.
But
that's
what I don't
fair.
Disagree with that, and I don't disagree with that either. But at this point, how can this guy? How do you fix the blemishes? How do you look at this guy and think that he can really serve? Does he just go to the Supreme Court and hide?
It's not about this guy, though. It's my belief that people are trying to, number one, delegitimize any pick because they were willing to give Trump one. They're not willing to give him two because they think that this is going to affect the way the country views abortion.
Yeah.
And so no matter who is going to be in that position. The reason he picked Brett Kavanaugh anyway, if you remember when we talked about it at the very beginning, is because he was the boring, safe one on the list. That's why he picked him, because he had the longest record. He had the most information that people could chew on over and over and over again. This is should not be left as a pattern if it is not true, because if it is not true, this is going to happen to everybody else that comes along as well.
I think it will.
So that's a problem. So either you just leave the court as it is, and, you know, that's part number one, or I think part number two, the intent is if he does get confirmed and he is on there, then you've got people who are going to start saying that the court, it should not be looked at as the highest supreme law in the land, because if you do, you've got two sexual offenders on there. You're going to have Kavanaugh and you're going to have Clarence Thomas. I mean, I could write the storylines as to what's going to come next, but somewhere in somebody's heart, the truth matters. And so I hope that once the truth comes out on either side, the people who are on the other side will say, okay, you know what? Enough. We now know the truth. Let's move forward on to the next fight. Because
I think the problem with this, it's not going to be that conclusive, though. I think that's the problem. There's always going to be doubt.
And also, there's something, I mean, on my side of the aisle, we believe that people are moving the goalposts. You know, at first it was people wanted a 3-day FBI investigation. So now we have a week-long FBI investigation. So now what? Now, I mean, at what point
is... There's no satisfaction.
It's 35 years old. So the most you can get is probably what you're going to get from the FBI, unless she goes in and files a police report, which I haven't seen her running to go do in Maryland, which she could do because the statute of limitations doesn't exist. There is none for sex crimes. So unless she goes that route, I think this is about the most you'll find is whatever we find out today or tomorrow, whenever it leaks out.
What doesn't help is the president mocking Christine Ford. Just that doesn't help. None of that helps. If he's trying to help,
I agree, and I actually think he's been really good until his rally the night before. He's been really good about being measured and saying she was credible, which makes me think he has a preview as to what's coming from the FBI. And there's been a lot of stuff that's been slipping out that I've seen in conservative media outlets saying that there's some questions now about how she got coached for the polygraph. She had no fear of flying, and now they're looking at perjury claims against Dr. Ford. So maybe he knows something, and maybe that's why you've seen a change in tone. I don't know. That would just be me speculating.
Mm.
Either way,
it's a mess.
It's disgusting he did that.
Well, it's the whole thing is disgusting. I just find everybody's being punished on all sides. When in the world are we going to find some peace, some focus, some people being objectively looked at? It becomes a Trump thing as much as anything else. And I can't remember in my life whether it's right or wrong. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just saying that in my life, and I've been around for a while, I don't remember things being this messy. And that's kind of what it is. But you take a stand, okay, we're going to stop. That's why Trump was elected, to stop this kind of stuff. But is he the right person? Does he have the right temperament to stop it? Taking an approach to something, taking a position, a political position or whatever, a judgmental position, is one thing. But the way it's carried across is...
He's the only one that has the temperament to stop stuff like this, because he doesn't have the shame of a normal person. You or I or Victoria or Kara could not withstand any of the stuff that has been going on. It would be too much to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's when someone says they call in the temperament, well, it's the only one that would probably work in this situation.
All right. Well, that's the overview of what's going on. For better or for worse, that's where we are, and that's a good overview from both of you. Thank you. Let's now understand how you, when you went to bed last night, what your intentions are. You hear me talking about intention all the time. What's our intention in having a conversation about Mr. Kavanaugh? What's our intention in setting goals, sights on something that would be really good to happen in your life today? Well, if you didn't have a good night's rest, perhaps you ought to put in the intention column getting new pillows. Pillows that you can wash, pillows that you can dry. You put them in. They have a in the booklet. There's a booklet that comes when you buy things from MyPillow. It's an instruction book. It's really kind of cool because it goes through the washing and drying instructions, different way to do it for different types of washing machines. It helps to teach you to adjust your MyPillow as Jennifer does for a perfect fit. If you're a back sleeper, you put it in one position. If you're a side sleeper, you put it in another position. It's really, really amazing. It's a scientific approach to sleeping. Standard size, queen size, king size, they're all there. Then there are those Giza cotton pillowcases that you can get at special. These are the best sheets you will ever own, and you can buy them really inexpensively by using the DJV promo code. That's right. Use the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on all the great MyPillow products at MyPillow.com. So sheets. I just got some new sheets, actually. Travel pillows, pet pillows, really kind of cool. I got one of those for Daisy May. This guy really has gotten his brand. This is a fabulous American story where an American, he's created an American brand. He's created, imagine that. MyPillow is attributed to Mike Lindell, who figured out how to do all of this stuff. And you can take advantage of it with the best prices possible on all of it by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So this here story has a happy ending after all.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
After the passing of Tom Petty, we here on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I want to take a moment, as artists did around the world yesterday, to honor the life and times of Tom Petty. There were some very interesting sort of one-of-a-kind renditions, some exclusive covers, heartwarming posts flooding the internet yesterday, celebrities, fans remembering his music, legacy, his impact and influence on the world of rock and roll music. The Lumineers released a stripped-down version of Walls with a post that read, quote, Tom Petty is a musical hero of mine, and Walls is such an incredible song. Wesley Schultz, who's the frontman, shared in a press release saying, quote, when I got married, my wife walked down the aisle to that song. John Fogerty tweeting, quote, Tom Petty was truly as good as it gets. The pain we feel from his loss is indescribable, but lucky for us, the music lives on forever. The revivalists also paid tribute to Petty during their performance on SiriusXM's Jam On channel. They covered Petty's Wildflowers. During his annual Ohana Fest in California on the 28th of September, Eddie Vedder took the time to pay homage to Petty, covering both the 1989 song Won't Back Down and Wildflowers alongside the Heartbreakers' own Scott Thurston. Curated by Tom Petty's daughter, Adria, and wife, Dana. Is it Adria? Adria? How do you pronounce that name?
I don't know. I guess that's close enough.
Yeah. Former bandmates Mike Campbell and Ben Montench in on this collaboration as well. There's a 63 song compilation of unheard recordings and live performances titled Tom Petty, An American Treasure. It was released last week, celebrating his body of music. So I'm sure you can go. There must be a website. You can probably...
it's on iTunes, yeah. It's all on iTunes, yep.
Okay. So paying tribute 1 year later to the memory of Tom Petty here on the DJB program. Also paying tribute to another legend from rock and roll who passed on, David Bowie. The headlining set at Glastonbury 2000 being released in full for the first time next month. The box set features an audio version of the full 21-song set list and a film of the show. Previously, there were only about a half hour of performance music available. It was airing on British broadcast television. The Glastonbury box set also includes a reproduction of a diary that he kept for Time Out, in which he documented their preparations for that gig. A snippet of the diary reads, quote, "As of 1990, I got through the rest of the 20th century without having to do a big hit show. Yes, yes, I know. I did four or five hits on the later shows, but I held out pretty well, I thought. Big, well-known songs will litter the field at Glastonbury this year." Well, a couple of quirks, of course.
I can't wait to see this and hear this.
Yeah.
He never did any of these hits together, and he had a lot of hits, so it's going to be really cool to see this.
David Bowie, Glastonbury 2000, available in a variety of formats, including 2-CD DVD set, 2-CD collection, triple LP vinyl, and standard high-resolution digital formats. The end of November, I believe, is the timing on this. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
Yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Yes, But game is a fascinating psychological game that people play with each other when, well, essentially everything the person says before the but is a bunch of BS. Yes, I agree with you, but now I'm going to tell you what I really think. Be mindful of the Yes, But game. Be mindful of it when others are playing it with you, and be mindful of it when you are playing it with others, or even yourself. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. So making all the excuses in the world can't take away from the fact that what people observe in you, they actually see. Yes, I think it's a good idea to not judge people, but the people I judge are very deserving of my judgment. No way. Be mindful of the Yes, But game, because if you play it, you're merely stating your hypocrisy for all to hear. For more awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And a man's life is in tatters.
President Trump making two rally appearances yesterday, the latter in Mississippi, where he said his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's life is ruined because of sexual assault allegations against him that the president seems to be questioning.
A man's life is shattered. His wife is shattered. His daughters, who are beautiful, incredible young kids, They destroy people. They want to destroy people.
The president also saying the first woman to accuse Kavanaugh is not a reliable witness because she can't seem to remember any details about the incident she says happened 36 years ago. The Indonesian island struck by an earthquake and tsunami last Friday, now hit by another natural disaster as a volcano on the island of Sulawesi, has erupted in the past few hours. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yes, we're ready. We are ready. We're always ready. Up and at 'em and ready to go. DJV time is 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. We have lots of things to get through in this half hour, as is normally the case. Lots of things going on. Victoria, head us in the right direction, will you?
Well, today at 2:18 Eastern Time, do not be alarmed if you get a text message from the president. Today is the day that the WEA, that's the Wireless Emergency Alert System, will finally get their act together and send a nationwide test. It's a text that is just a test. Don't freak out about
this,
it.
is only a test.
Exactly. It's very similar to the ones that are on TV and radio, you'll hear. It warns cell phone users of national emergencies. Yep. They want to make sure that that the whole system is working. This is called now the presidential text. This is coming from FEMA. And so it was supposed to be, it was originally planned for September 20th, but it was postponed. And so Hurricane Florence was kind of at the crux of the problem there. And so now, what is that sound?
Yeah, what is going on?
I'm trying to find the right sound effect for the president's announcement. Mm. For his.
That sounds like that seems a lot more important than the story.
So here's the deal. If your cell phone is switched on, you will get the text. Now, if you don't want to get the text, turn your phone off, and you won't get it. But other than that,
but
if,
then
it's,
we won't be
if your phone is on.
Wow. Wait a minute. This could be the appropriate. No. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, either way, it's good that they're putting it's good that they're putting the information out there early. That way, we don't have another Hawaii situation where we think that we all need to evacuate.
I think locally that still could happen. The guy could just fall asleep at the switch or have too many Diet Cokes or something.
Well, I'm sure some people aren't listening and they'll get it and be like, "Oh my God, an asteroid is coming! The world's going to explode or something like that," and they go to their bomb shelters. But everyone else will be okay, I think.
All right. Well, that's something to, I suppose, wrap yourself around today. Something else you can wrap yourself around. Today, Wednesday, the 3rd of October, is National Walk and Bike to School Day. The National Center for Safe Routes to School. My God, who would have thought there is a National Center for Safe Routes to School? Well, these folks have been working for a couple of decades to get school children up and moving more and more, and that's a good idea. Why don't we just tell the parents, why don't the school system say, sorry, you can't drive your car into the schoolyard to pick up your child. The child may be picked up 400 meters down the road or 400 yards down the road or whatever. This is one of the biggest, not only is it bad for children, but the traffic around elementary schools and middle schools these days is any school, actually, with parents going, what happened to when I went to school, I rode my bike. I was too far away to walk, so I either took the bus, but in good weather, I rode my bike to school and didn't worry about somebody stealing it. And now, who rides their bike to school? Jennifer, did you ever ride your bike to school?
No, I didn't.
No. Did you ever walk to school?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
In high school, I was really far away. In grade school, my parents would have never let me do that by myself.
Really? Okay, nope. Because the neighborhood is good.
Not the neighborhood. It's just, I think they just wouldn't have done that. That wasn't their thing.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
About you, Kara?
I walked with my parents or my mom and my sisters when I was in elementary school. Mm-hmm. I walked to and from middle school sometimes, but typically I was running a few minutes late, so my mom would give me a ride on the way there, and then I'd walk home on the way back. High school was a little too far away, and then I drove junior and senior year.
You did?
All right. Yes.
Did you have your own car, or did you?
We had a car that we got from my grandmother after she died, and so my oldest sister had it, and then my other sister had it, and then I had it, so it went through
all
of
us. Is that
Daisy? No, this wasn't Daisy. This was a Chevy Lumina. It was very nice. Not falling apart at all.
All right, so this is where I sound perhaps like Captain Curmudgeon for your benefit, Victoria, and those who think sometimes I get a little, go over the top a little bit. One of the problems with health and school children today is they don't get enough exercise. The government, which, you remember, or you don't remember, when I was teaching school, there was no national education, there was no ed department, the money was all generated by the local system, the tax system from real estate. The state had a system of raising money and there was a formula to provide money to schools, and they included in that a physical education program that required 2 hours of rigorous physical activity in middle school, elementary school, and high school. That was in the 1950s and the 1960s. It was after World War II. And then the federal government got involved in the 70s when Jimmy Carter was president, and the education department was formed, and all kinds of money started to be funneled through because everybody thought, oh, yeah, we need more money for education. Well, guess what? When George Bush was president, he decided he wanted to spend more money to blow up Iraq.
So that was the takedown of money that was aimed. It didn't take down the whole education department, but a lot of the funding for various programs, including music programs, phys ed programs, got killed. And so the locals who got used to the federal teat, they didn't have the money. There's no money. What are we going to do? Well, we'll cut out the education. We'll cut out what children do when they're in gym. We'll cut out music. And so that's why we have the situation in part. But that it's not the whole thing. It's not the government's fault. It's basically your fault if you want to fix, you know, the blame. I don't know what good that does. How about you fix the problem? How about you encourage your children starting today to walk or bike to work or to school? And then there's a petition that you can sign going to your elected officials. Maybe they ought to be walking and biking as well to their job. 1817. First bike was used, invented by Carl von Drees. It was called a Lauchs machine. Is that right, Victoria? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Lauchs. Yes.
Lauchs machine.
I'm happy that German. Somehow we got to bicycle.
I know.
Lauchs machine. Yes, right.
It'd be really difficult.
Well, the that German that translates to pedal less. It was the running machine. It was also whatever the first bike used back in the early 1800s. Then, in 1861, pedals were added to the bike. I have a hard time trying to figure out how do you use a bike. You push yourself along, I guess, with your feet, like a scooter. Anyway, 1861, that was fixed. And then, 1920, the beginning of cars, the popular movement to have a car. Everybody, there was a neighborhood car back then. The motor vehicle is becoming more popular than bicycles at the time. The child's bike, invented in 1920, a 65-pound machine that sort of ran like an engineless car. And then the bike that I had a Schwinn bike. Anybody ever seen a Schwinn bike? Fat tires?
I used to have a Schwinn bike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those became big in the 1930s. And then in 19, when we went to war, all that stuff stopped. And then when after the war was over, we started using what we called English bikes. I don't know. Well, I guess they were developed in English. A thin tire bike. Do you call them English bikes today? What do you call them?
I've actually never heard that phrase.
I would assume a road bike if it's got thin tires.
Yeah,
I've never heard English bikes.
When I was
before.
A kid, the thin-tired bikes were called English bikes. The fat-tired bikes were American bikes. And the people who I know, I had a Schwinn bike. Actually, I had a couple of them. I rode everywhere. I went to the farm. I went to school. I have huge calves, and that's basically because of me riding my bike as much as I did. I bought bikes in California, and they would all get stolen. I had them. I put them behind the house when I was there. But if I'd leave them next to the house that I had first, in Santa Monica, had a little bungalow, and I left the bike next to the bungalow, and I'd come back and it would be gone. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. I bought tons of
what year did they invent bicycle locks? Maybe I should have added that into
very cute, Victoria. Alright, so anyway, let's get some exercise today. Let's walk to school, let's bike to school, let's go rah 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 shish goom ba. I guess that brings us around to what we can rah-rah for television. Actually, there's some pretty good TV on these days, Jennifer. It's nice to have the regular network television shows back, from my perspective anyway. What's the early buzz on some of these shows? Anybody really excited? I thought that FBI show was pretty good. I saw the second episode last night. The two main characters are quite likable, and Celia Ward is in it now. And she's likable, and Jeremy Sisto said there's a lot of good. They're putting a lot of push behind this show because it's very interesting. I saw something yesterday in one of the trades about how CBS is trying to woo Dick Wolf because his productions are so successful, even though they have things like NCIS, some of these shows that spin off into other shows. Dick Wolf is by far the most prevalent name when it comes to spin-offs that ever has been a part of television. Look at how long he's been at this, for 34 years. If you go back to the first Law and Order, it was almost 30 years ago. I forget, it may have been even a little more than that. And he's been then the off spin, all the Law and Order shows, and now he's got this FBI thing. So, and then he's got the Chicago shows. He's really very prolific. So those are good shows. What else do you, any of you find anything that you've seen very good worth mentioning?
I haven't dived in yet to my DVR, but I liked that Cool Kids show, sitcom on Fox I told you about.
Yeah.
Very cute, kind of like an updated Golden Girls, which tickles my nostalgia bones, so I like that. But I'll probably spend some time this weekend catching up on FBI. I've heard that's really good. New Amsterdam, yeah. I've heard is really good. I want to see Manifest. I've got that on my DVR. So, yeah, there are definitely some shows that'll stick around, that'll make
it. So the New Amsterdam has the guy who was a baddie from
hospital?
Blacklist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Eggleston, I think, is his name, or Eggle, yep. Something like that. Some of the shows show how interesting character development is, or how these actors have broad reach. I talked about Joe Morton yesterday, who is the baddie from Scandal, is playing God now in that new movie about a new television show about God. It's just very interesting to see how these people get around. And you quickly, if they're really good at their craft, you forget about the last character they played and get into this character, which is also quite good. So, anyway, Carrie, you see anything that's any good that is worth mentioning? Beginning of the season?
Not the beginning of the season. I've been watching this show on Netflix called American Vandal, which you would not like, but it's a very funny mockumentary, kind of like the other true crime documentaries.
Really?
Yes, it's very funny.
All right, so Jen, what do we have for tonight?
All right, so tonight, a big day if you're a sports fan, because not only do we have playoff baseball going on, basketball is starting to come back, football's in full swing, but the hockey season kicks off tonight.
Woo-hoo.
It is going to be the Washington Capitals raising their Stanley Cup championship banner over the rafters of the Capital One Arena. They'll face off against, Dougie, the Boston Bruins. Afterwards, San Jose will host Anaheim. That's the NHL hockey season kicking off on the NBC Sports Network. You can check your local listings on the Times for that. Now, some season premieres to tell you about on CBS. SEAL Team is back for season 2. That premiere starts at 9 o'clock. In advance of that, you've got Survivor at 8 o'clock, a castaway voting out, getting themselves voted out of the game then. And then at 10 o'clock, the season 14 premiere of Criminal Minds. That'll be at 10 o'clock on CBS. Over on ABC, their night of sitcoms, The Goldbergs at 8, American Housewife at 8:30, Modern Family at 9, followed by Single Parents. I did watch that. That's a new program at 9:30. Jury's out. Might watch one more week. Followed by the show that they're putting a lot of money behind, A Million Little Things. That's going to be the second episode at 10 p.m. tonight. The CW has Burden of Truth. That's at 8 o'clock. On Fox, Empire is new tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by Star at 9. And on NBC, you were talking about Dick Wolf, Doug. Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, and Chicago PD tonight are doing crossover episodes. Part 1 will be on Chicago Fire, and the conclusion will be on Chicago PD at 10. So that's a full night of NBC Chicago action if you choose to embark.
Isn't it amazing? One guy can dominate as much as he does, and people, that's pretty dangerous.
Look at Shonda Rhimes, Shondaland.
Yeah, she did a lot of that.
She's dominating too.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, can you quickly go to the sports desk and bring us up to date on this apology from Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie Irving, yep.
He's Kyrie, him too.
Yep.
Yes,
right. One of your Boston Celtics. It's been a little over a year since he publicly said that he believed the earth is flat. He's one of those. Since then, he's been asked a lot about it. He's never really given any explanation. But he claims now that he was just trolling with his flat earth comments. But some people say they actually think he believes it. So now he has apologized for talking about his theories in the first place. He was at the Forbes Under 30 Summit, and he admitted that he was really into conspiracy theories at the time, and he didn't completely say he accepts that the earth isn't flat, so we think he kind of still believes that, but he did say, at the time, I was huge into conspiracies, everybody's been there, I don't know about that, at the time, you're innocent in it, and then you realize the effect of the power of the voice, even if you believe in that, just don't come out and say that stuff, for it's for intimate conversations only. I'm actually a smart-ass individual. At the time, I just didn't realize the effect. Sorry about that.
Okay. Pass the basketball, please. I want to see if I can hit that hoopster over there. 10 before the hour.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. Now time for Victoria Keelan to dig around in the world of technology and bring you some things that certainly may apply to a lot of people. Let's start, shall we, Victoria, with McAfee and what their understanding is of celebrity searches.
Yeah, well, you know, we all kind of fall victim to this. We search a celebrity that's popular, or we see someone who's in a movie or TV show, and we think, oh, who's that actor or actress? And we Google them. Well, this whole list is all about the celebrities that you should not Google, and if you do Google them, be very, very careful. So, cybersecurity company McAfee, as you mentioned, they study celebrity search results to determine which names potentially expose users to malicious websites. This year, actress Ruby Rose is the top of the list. She is the first Australian. She's a you've seen her in trying to think of what movies you would have seen her in. You saw her in I want to say either Triple X or
John Wick. Yep. I'm on it. Yep, got it. Yep. I know
she's
exactly
like the like really pretty kind of like punk rock Australian girl, short hair.
Punk.
So she is now the first Australian to ever take the top spot of this dubious list. She is considered to be the most dangerous celebrity. Now the reason for that is when you Google her, the search results that come up are very sketchy. So you have to make sure if you want information on Ruby Rose or any of the celebrities in the top 10, make sure that you know the website that you're going to, whether it's people.com. com or Us Weekly, whatever it is, make sure it's a legitimate site. Other people on the list to be careful of Googling: Kristen Cavallari from, she's a reality TV star. Marion Cotillard, the original Wonder Woman Linda Carter, which is interesting. I don't know. I guess people have been Googling her since Gal Gadot took over the role. Actress Rose Byrne, Will and Grace star Deborah Messing, reality TV star Courtney Kardashian, Amber Heard, and Kelly Ripa. Those are the top nine. All women dominated the list this year. So just be really careful that when you do search your favorite celeb, that you go to a legitimate site. It's very important.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Okay, let's see. The Android operating system celebrating its 10-year anniversary this fall. Let's listen.
The Geek Out.
Android is 10 years old. Google's mobile operating system first debuted on a single device, the T-Mobile G1, which by today's standard is an odd little phone with a sliding screen and a physical keyboard. Now, T-Mobile didn't sell a ton of those, and Android back then had its fair share of weird bugs and issues, but the fact that developers and users could do things to modify and personalize the user experience felt very exciting in comparison to Apple's iOS. 10 years on, Android is now up in the alphabet naming nomenclature to the letter P, and the newest version is called Pi. Android remains, for better or worse, the most flexible and installed operating system found on over 2 billion devices globally.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems a bit young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kitty bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kitty bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, here's a study that confirms the link, Victoria, between violent video games and physical aggression. This is a long time in the making.
It is. Yep. This has been a long-standing debate over violent video games. Now, an international study that looked at more than 17,000 adolescents between the ages of 9 and 19 for 10 years, they follow, or for 7 years, rather, from 2010 to 2017, it's pretty conclusive evidence that they found playing violent video games led to increased physical aggression over time. Now, this is, they're citing various video games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, and Manhunt. They were more likely to exhibit aggressive behavior, like being sent to the principal's office as they were younger, as they got older, hitting a non-family member, meaning somebody at school or someone else they know. So this is, you know, it's one of those things we've suspected for a long time. There does seem to be very conclusive evidence now. All this internet research actually began with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. We remember those names. Those were the two kids who shot up Columbine High School. They had also been very involved in playing a first-person shooting computer game called Doom, and that's really what sparked a lot of this research. California did have a ban in place on violent video games. However, it was rolled back in 2011. It will probably come back again now.
All right, there it is. A good summary of things from the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after the...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.